You are now tuned in to the Bougie Black Brother Network. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Alicia.
Hello.
And we just got back from the movies.
Yes, we did.
So, like we said earlier, there's a couple of movies that's out, and we was waiting to see. So, tonight, we had a good opportunity, because Alicia says, you can't beat $5 movies! So we turned around, and tonight we went to see. We got the discount code from a, what's that? Studio Movie Grill.
Yeah, Studio Movie Grill.
So the discount code was, I think, 60% off. So it was like $5.20, which was a little over the $5 budget, but we did it online, so you always got to pay an extra fee. But we went to see Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yay!
Which was pretty cool.
It was awesome. It made me felt like I was a teenager again.
So, and this was the whole feel of this movie. So, if you think you're looking at one of the Iron Mans or the Captain America, this is a young kid trying his best to do good. And his attitude, what he does, his whole environment is all about being a 15, 16-year-old. Actually, 14, 15.
As yeah, they, 14, 15.
That's how they said it in the movie.
Yeah, 14, 15.
I don't remember
15.
Him being that young, but I guess. So that's what we said. So it initially comes out, and I love how they started it. Because just like most teenagers do, they try to film everything that they do. So they show the beginning, him filming all his interactions with Tony Starks and
it
the
was
Avengers
so
when they was fighting.
Oh,
and they were saying, don't record this, don't record this. And he's constantly recording.
Because he was so excited. Because
he was excited.
He's a 14-year-old boy who just
hanging out with all the heroes.
Yes, yes.
So, but that's a typical thing. If you see any teenager nowadays, and even if you were that type, you know that if you can record any exciting thing in your life, you would do it. And he definitely did it. And it was hilarious. It was cute. It was just wow.
It was so fun. It was adorable. It was hilarious. It was it was so much fun. I guess the ratings were perfect on this actual movie. It was. And out of all the Spider-Man movies, this was the best one.
I wouldn't say it's the best.
I can stand
up. I think right now, this is apropos to with all of the hero movies that's out right now.
You think so? I mean, come on now. Other Spider movies we
so
went to.
You don't remember the first Spider-Man.
The first Spider-Man movie we seen?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. No.
Well, I can.
Okay.
Do you remember the first Amazing Spider-Man movie?
This one was Amazing Spider-Man movie.
No. Did you remember the first Amazing Spider-Man movie?
No, I don't remember.
That's my point. So if you remember those two, the first Spider-Man movie was fantastic. Got you into it. You was like, yep, I'm ready. When the first series of the Spider-Man movies started getting stupid, they came out with The Amazing Spider-Man. And that was, I believe it was Paul Garfield. So the first, I think Andrew Garfield, the first Andrew Garfield Spider-Man was excellent because he was with Emma Stone. I just look back at it and yeah, it was Emma Stone and their actual interaction with each other was just so cool because it was based on them together, but him being Spider-Man and things going wrong. So it was really good. But this one's, to your point, Alicia, I think it's almost like a true natural occurrence that would have happened if it was a young kid. The other ones kind of played off the origin story of how it started and went into too much. Here, it's already started, and now you're looking at his life, and it was pretty natural. It didn't do, yeah, it had a whole lot of special effects with, you know, because when you have Spider-Man, he has to be flying through the air and swinging through everything. So you get that part. But mostly, you were seeing this young boy trying to fit in school, trying to please his aunt. He was doing a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, this was really a fun movie. This one kind of just makes it exciting because it was funny. It was young. It was like you wanted to hang out with them. It was a great movie.
This was a fun movie. It was fun. It's fun especially, you know, us old fogies, we have children. So it reminded me of looking at my children. And you was like, I'm proud of him. Or, yeah, I'm proud of them. And, yeah, they're doing good things. And he's trying his best. And you admire him. You root for him. All of that was in there, and it was adorable in so many ways. It was kind of like,
yeah, because wow. He was 14. I mean, you just think he's a 14 going on 15. Then you mad?
He was like shut up, shut up.
It was so like, he was like so hyper. Okay, I want to do this. I want to do this. Can you help me? I want to do something. And I was like, you was like, you're getting on my goddamn nerves.
Yeah, I know. That's what, shut up. Just shut up.
It kind of like you kind of like. Or right there having fun with him, you know.
But you understand that's a child at that age. Mm-hmm. They're going to be that way.
Exactly, because he's like 13 going on 14, going on 15.
Yeah. The good thing, he looked the part. You know what I mean?
He really did.
He didn't look like he was an older guy trying to be young. You know what I mean?
He did.
He looked like a young kid that was hanging out with young kids mm-hmm. that happened to do a great job.
Out of all, because I'm, you know, was looking at the other Spider-Man movies that's in Internet Movie Database, and so, you know, the ratings are lower for that movie, but then they were much older too. It wasn't as fun as this one.
So you do got to understand that Tobey Maguire was the first one, you know, that was a grown ass man, and so was Andrew Garfield. But what made this Spider-Man different was you already knew him. You mm-hmm. knew he was part of the Civil War, so he already established
exactly.
himself.
And he was so
he didn't come out alone.
Right. And he was kind of goofy there, too.
But he was a kid.
I know, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And they just kind of like drag him along to his own movie or, you know.
Which was, I think, much better. And so that's how you'll see Black Panther. So Black Panther won't show up by himself.
Stop talking,
you know what
about
I mean?
Black Panther.
And then it'll just
Don't
all
do
of a
that.
Sudden. Bam, there
Don't
to
do
be.
That.
So
Don't
he's
do
already
that.
Truly
trying to
established
bring it out
and
before
everything
get
from
here
that.
Because you know.
But I think with this one, I think it really did help to have him on Civil Wars, because when they were showing everything that happened during that time, you was kind of like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So it wasn't a new movie. It was a continuation.
But, you know, Civil War was amazing.
No, it was amazing anyway.
And because, you know, the characters that you see in there, you was like, okay, I know that character. I know Ant-Man. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was exciting to see them in there when either they had their own movie or like Spider-Man was having his movie. Mm-hmm. And seeing how Spider-Man acted in that movie, you was like, okay, so how is he going to act in his own movie?
Right.
And it was like, no different.
It was perfect.
He was the exact same person in Civil War than he in his own movie as
so
well.
So what made that, and this way, I think, again, it helped. This helped him. This helped him more because, like you said, Ant-Man had his own movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thor's had his own movie. Mm-hmm. Hulk had his own movie. Iron Man had his own movie. All these people. No, Scarlet Witch didn't have her.
No, and neither
and
did
Vision.
And what's his name?
Hawkeye, the one that did the arrows.
And the black one.
But he was with Captain America.
Right, but he didn't
so
have.
So Captain America and Falcon. They were together. So they were a part of something.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had their own. Then they put them in Avengers.
Right, right.
Whereby he showed up and Black Panther showed up. Now they're getting there. So they already established themselves. They don't have to start all over again.
Right.
Now Black Panther will start because he was out of his element.
Right.
Whereby Spider-Man was in New York. And when he was in New York, and he's back in the back in Queens again. So it was cool.
And then, you know, the characters in there were amazing. I mean, Spider-Man, Little Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, okay, where the hell he came from? And he was just as funny, hilarious. Then you have, Zendaya. Now, she is a big Disney star. She's been doing Disney for a while. She has her own brand. And then she got this, I mean, this part for her was perfect. Because it's totally opposite of who she is. If you ever seen her in Disney Grandchildren, make me watch this young girl. Very pretty. She's very smart. So, also, you had Danny Glover.
Yeah. No, it's not Danny Glover.
Oh, no, Donald. Sorry. Donald Glover from Atlanta.
Yeah, so he showed up in, I thought he was going to have a bigger part in it.
No. How the reaction was in the movie theater when they seen him.
Oh, yeah. When he showed up, they was like,
everybody knew who he was. So, that was like, in a movie theater, especially where we at in the suburbs of Atlanta, that was fucking awesome. That was awesome. And it wasn't like crazy, you know how it wasn't a crazy kind of acknowledgement. It was just like that nice little acknowledgement knowing that, you know, Donald Glover was in the movie.
Yeah, so he made an appearance. He showed up as a criminal that wasn't doing anything criminal, you know, which was kind of, he was like the coolest criminal that wasn't a criminal. But he showed up, had his role, and just moved on. You know, when they said he was in there, I was like, whoa, I wonder what he's going to be. He was like, yeah, I just did an appearance. I'll give you a taste of Donald Glover, and I'll move on. Because, you know, he's still doing the Star Wars movie, the Han Solo movie, being Lando Calrissian. So, and then they lost all of their directors, so they
had to stop. Oh, yeah, that's right. They had to stop
filming, so we'll see where that goes. But back to the movie. So, you know, Tony Stark was back in there. Robert Downey Jr., he was in there because he shows as the mentor. And if you read the comic books, you know, in another version of the Spider-Man Tony Stark series, he worked with Tony Stark's he was his mentor. He was trying to help him. He was trying to do all of these things. So that's what made everything good. You was like, wow, that's pretty cool. But then Michael Keaton showed up in there. And I like Michael Keaton. I've always liked him. He's a very good actor. But, you know, he had a good opportunity to win an Oscar with, what was that, Birdman?
Yes, Birdman. That was damn like really, good. Really, really, oh, my, really good.
He really showed out in that movie. I really enjoyed that. And then he played a really good role in Spotlight. So he's doing better movies, but he played a crazy guy. And I was laughing because it just reminded me of when he was playing Beetlejuice. Every time he acts crazy in a movie, I automatically go to Beetlejuice.
He did have some of those, you know, crazy reactions on his face.
Yeah, you saw it with his face, and he'd be like, yeah, and he'd grit his teeth. And yeah, I was like, yep, that's Beetlejuice. So, but he plays Vulture on there, and which is a Marvel character too, a villain. You know, spoiler alert, he didn't die, which is good. You know, because they have a tendency of killing these, killing off the enemy and the bad guy. But the comics, they live on to come back again. And if you're a good criminal character, you want to see them again.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you keep having different enemies, but your enemies stay. You know, the last time we was talking, I think it was like you have these constant criminals that's back, like Daredevil. I forgot Kingpin. Kingpin was one of his main adversaries, and you see it on the Netflix series. So Spider-Man has so many different ones, and they just keep coming back because you can't keep him in jail, you know. So, but I thought it was cute. Marissa Tomei shows up. She just plays the cute Italian Aunt May.
Yeah, Aunt May.
That all the men want all throughout the movie.
That was funny. I love that. That was funny.
So, and I thought it was kind of, you know, it's interesting that Gwyneth Paltrow showed back up.
Yeah, that was exciting too.
She didn't show up in Avengers or the last Iron Man, and I was like, oh, what's going on?
So that must be going to be something they're going to talk about where he made up with her.
Yeah, that he made up, mm-hmm. and you know, and they just go from there. But I thought that was cool. I think she's running into so much controversy in her personal life that, you know, people don't just put her out there as much as she used to. She's a good actress, though. But I respect her opinions of things. And Bokeem Woodbine, the brother that worked with Vulture and all. So, yeah, a couple of people in there that made, like, small appearances. All the kids showed up pretty good, too, though. The kids showed up really well.
I mean, it was... we see so many teenage movies. Like, we're like, what the hell are you gotten a teenage movie for? Why you do this movie for teenagers? So you think they go to movies like that?
But they do. And they do. But this one, I think they did this well.
Though. Yes, they did. Because, you know, you said Spider-Man and you think of... And I didn't think it would be like this. You know, I was... Like I said, it was exciting. It was fun. I wanted to hang out with the kids, too. I wish he had shown up to the party as Spider-Man.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah, there's certain things.
So they was like, Peter Parker knows Spider-Man. You know, so when you're the nerd group and you want to prove to the other people how cool you are, but soon as you know something, you're going to want to tell everybody. So Peter Parker, Spider-Man's buddy, found out that he was Spider-Man, and all throughout the movie, you got to tell everybody? Can I tell them? And, you know, so because that's the coolest thing in the world, you know.
Right.
You know a guy that's a superhero. And, you know, so when they had a party, it was like, show up as Spider-Man. But Spider-Man has a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
And nobody really got it that when Peter was gone, Spider-Man was, except the father, except the villain.
Yeah, the villain and all. So that was pretty cool. That was throughout the movie as it progressed on and on, you see that even the plot was based on the alien artifacts and everything that crashed into the tower when I think it was Avengers 1. So it started like 8 years ago, and they was collecting all of the debris, and they was using this debris and making them into weapons and everything. Mm-hmm. So again, you're tying the movies together without actually being part of that movie. But if they're in the same city, nonetheless, there's going to be some kind of residue that connects with each other. Yeah. And I think they did that really, really well without having to explain it. Because if you watch the other movies, you knew what happened. So they don't have to go into detail.
Right. They just brung it in slightly, you know.
Yep. And then moved on.
Right. Besides the Audi TT that he totaled.
Yeah, then he totaled the like, Audi. We was like, Audi, ouch!
Oh, yeah, I know what it turned out. Like, oh my God, you wrecked the Audi.
You wrecked the Audi.
Damn. And then I was like, what? Audi is all through this movie. They pay some money to be in this movie.
No, but he had an Audi before. So, you know, Audi was in, I think it was the Avengers.
Okay.
Maybe it was Civil War.
Like you said, you know, just more, just them in there. But he totaled that TT. He took his boy car. Spider-Man took the boy's car.
I need your car and your phone. You know. It was cool. It was really, you know, it was, again, it was simple, but you didn't follow the storyline like something crazy was gonna happen. You follow the storyline to say, what is this going to wind up and how is it going to affect Peter Parker?
Right.
It wasn't about the story. It was about him. And you didn't know if he would be successful or did he do something that he would regret. You know, in between there, even Tony Stark's took away the suit. And, you know, just different things to say, you need to be better. And that was him growing throughout the movie, which was like really cool. I enjoyed so much of this. It was fun and it was enjoyable. Not as enjoyable as Guardians of the Galaxy, but very, very good. Very, very good.
And you know the young boy, Tony, the one who was doing the DJ and calling him...
Penis Parker?
Yeah, he was also in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Oh, was he the... I don't know. I don't think he was the... You know the other young boy that was with him all the time? Yeah. That's what I forgot his
Remember,
name.
Remember, he played Hero in the movie. He was always in the background.
In the background?
Yeah, in the Budapest Hotel, he was like...
Yeah, I remember him. He was a lobby boy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a lobby boy. Yeah, that was his partner. He took him with him all the time. Mm-hmm. He was a lobby boy. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I saw it. I was like, what the hell is Hannibal Buress doing up in there? Being typical Hannibal Buress, you know, I was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
So you got so many different characters. And I mean, that was very good movie. And knowing all the different characters, they did a great job at putting all the actors, great actors together, young actors together, you know, for the part. Because they played so well. Because
it was almost natural.
Yeah, it was. It was. And I was like really liking the flow of how the teenagers were, you know, played
their part.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So again, we're not talking much of the movie because the movie was simple. It was truly a simple movie. It wasn't a standout to the point of saying, oh yeah, oh now this part you need to understand. And we really, 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 it was okay.
It was a fun movie.
It was a lot of over the top stuff that was going on. So you're gonna have that type of action in there, mm-hmm. but it was nothing to say, not a standout. Like they was at the one of the great parts on there that kind of stand out too. The teacher took them to Washington. And, you know, they was like, aren't you going to, what he said, you take the opportunity with the Washington Monument and be happy. She said, I'm not going to go to a place that slaves built that.
Yeah, exactly.
Said, I don't think the slaves built that. And then there was a black security guy. He was like, a little bit. okay, enjoy yourself.
I love that part.
It was like, yeah, a little bit.
Yes, yes. And the teacher that played that part was also, he's also an actor in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, in Silicon Valley.
That boy.
He was cool too. Yes. He played a better role than Hannibal Buress did. Hannibal Buress played the, what was that, the physical ed teacher that kept showing films of Captain America telling kids to do certain things, being in detention and being followers. And yeah, another spoiler alert. Don't wait till the end. It's just Captain America saying, be
patient.
Why
did you wait till the end?
You know, sometimes being patient, you get nothing. So,
oh, that was so funny.
So don't bother. Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny.
So again, this is the different. This is the Sony Spider-Man as opposed to the Avengers, and they're part of a whole nother studio. So when you look at the Sony studio, they don't normally put things on the back end, but with the Avengers, they always put something. But yeah, so they didn't have an ending on that. But anywho, really good movie, worth seeing.
Yes, and taking your grandchildren or your children to go see it. It would be awesome. They will really love it.
Especially if that at a certain age, that will be really good for them to enjoy because they kind of probably know some of the characters that they see on TV or yeah. Nickelodeon yeah. or Disney or any of those. So. They'll be able to say, yeah, that's such and such and such. And he was like, yeah, whatever. And then you can just move on. But with them, you know, just, you know, revel in their actual enjoyment. But very good movie. I was glad to see it. I enjoyed it. And we look forward to, I think it's the, what's that? Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes and Baby Driver.
Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Yeah, and then Baby Driver. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to see a couple. Oh, and Dunkirk by Christopher Nolan, which he is an amazing director. If you didn't know, Christopher Nolan is amazing. Did the Batman series, one of my favorite movies, Inception and Memento. But we'll be seeing those soon as well. But enjoy the movie. Did you enjoy the movie, baby?
Yes, I did. I really loved the movie.
So that's our take on Spider-Man Homecoming. And we are out of here. So got a quick change. Give you a quick update. So look for Urban Lifestyle Cafe. You can actually pull that up separately. So if you go to iTunes and under Urban Lifestyle Cafe, you'll get our TV shows and our movies. So you don't have to sort through everything. So we made a conscious effort to put it all out separately so you don't have to search through anything. So if you just want to see the movies, you'll get the movies and the TV shows. You don't have to sort through all the other ones. So our effort is out there. Hopefully you'll be able to say, if I want to see the movies, I'll see the movies. If I want to see the tech, I'll see the tech. All under Bougie Black Brother Network. So as you open the network, it will be there and you'll see all the small shows underneath. And you'll be able to subscribe to each individual one. Or if you like them all jumbled up like I used to have it, just subscribe to Bougie Black Brother. And you should be good. But again, BougieBlackBrother.com, CoffeeWomenInTech.com, Find Black Women, BLK, on Twitter as well as
Instagram.
And Bougie Black Bro on the same. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
And like us on iTunes.
Like us on iTunes. And yeah, just go straight for the movie, Urban Lifestyle Cafe. So thank you very much. Good night, everyone. And see you soon. Bye, babe.
Bye.